Chair. Thank you, distinguished delegates. It's a great honor to address the high-level segment of this meeting, and I would like to take this opportunity, like my other colleagues, to express my appreciation to the UNEC Secretariat staff for the organization of this event and for its dedication to promoting the principles of these relevant treaties. The OSCE, Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, the world's largest regional security organization with 57 participating states, recognizes a close connection between environment and security. Our efforts to strengthen transboundary environmental cooperation is a key component of the commitment to promote good environmental governance among participating states, and it's also a central element of the organization's broader approach to prevent conflicts, build mutual confidence, and promote good neighborly relations. Over the years, the fruitful collaboration with UNECE in implementing multilateral environmental agreements, including the ESPO Convention and its protocol on SEA, has been growing and delivered undoubtedly great value to countries in our region. It is worth recalling some of our recent joint initiatives aimed at raising awareness on environmental impact assessment and aimed at strengthening institutional capacities in establishing national SEA systems and fostering regional cooperation. In that context, I wish to illustrate the project strengthening national and regional capacities and cooperation on SEA in Central Asia, funded by the German Environmental Agency, UBA, and I am pleased to confirm that we shall continue our support to Central Asian countries through the phase two of the project, which will start in January 2024, thanks to UBA financial contribution and support. The OSCE is also actively engaged in facilitating the effective application of transboundary EIA and SEA procedures, as discussed at the consultative meeting on EIA and SEA in Southeastern Europe, organized on 5th December in Vienna. We hope to be able to pursue our support in this area. Furthermore, our work is also focused on advancing sustainable connectivity and on promoting energy transition, with an eye towards applying adequate and effective environmental impact assessment procedures as various infrastructure projects are underway. In conclusion, and as a recognition of our commitment, we're grateful that the OSCE has been included as a lead organization in the work plan for 2024-2026, and can assure you that we will continue to strive to support the implementation of the ESPO Convention and the Protocol on SEA, as well as to maintain our fruitful cooperation with the UNEC. I thank you for your attention.